is Daniel.
Hey, Daniel. It's Amy Nelson with Local Splash, your current marketing team.
Hey, Danny. What's up?
I was just calling to speak with you and offer you an opportunity, but it sounds like you're working.
I mean, always am. What's going on?
Well, I sent you a message last week regarding a Yelp ads opportunity, and we did have available upgrade for you if you're interested in getting new clients from a separate platform. You're eligible for the Yelp ads, and your cost per click is extremely low. It's right about $18, so it's a really good offer. Local Splash is partnered directly with Yelp, and we run the Yelp platform, so what you're looking at is it's all done month to month. There's no contract. It's a $500 investment. You're getting an extra $100 in ads for the first 6 months with the package. And it's going to drive traffic directly to you from the Yelp app. It's direct leads coming to you.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So, I actually was on Yelp. I got in the Yelp business.
Mm-hmm.
A while back, and was, everybody has their own preferences and things that work and don't work, and I actually vary in opinions with a lot of people. Like, a lot of people hate Angie and Angie's List. I actually don't hate Angie's List. I've gotten plenty from it. Yelp was a terrible experience, very worst business practices, and just they were liars, and kind of just hated working with them and hated their platform, and really turned off by the whole thing. To be honest with you, I love working with Local Splash.
Mm-hmm.
I would 100% be open to expanding things in some directions.
Mm-hmm.
Right now, I definitely don't want to jump on a Yelp platform.
Okay.
Most of the reason behind that is honestly because I simply, with where I'm at, I cannot handle any more incoming leads.
Got it.
Which is good. But
yeah.
Spending money
it is.
To try to make money
more.
Right now
yeah.
is spending is on a hamster on the wheel right now, dude.
Sure, got it.
So I'm actually a little bit over. I guess my lead pipeline is too strong for my production pipeline right
now,
and that's what I'm in the dead center of trying to work on.
Okay.
It's also the worst weather in Kansas City that we've had in years.
Okay.
So that also probably drives stuff and makes it also more difficult to complete.
Mm-hmm.
But
sure.
It's one of my goals this year to expand my online marketing presence. And my very first step in doing that was going to be through Local Splash because I've had a good experience at this point.
Beautiful.
But not this very second, I don't think.
Got it. So the thing, a couple of things I completely understand. I'm sending you a text with my direct extension. That way when you're ready for upgrade, you can contact me. We can go over all options that are available because Yelp is not the only one, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Secondly, is you would not be dealing with Yelp directly. We would be dealing with Yelp, and because they've partnered with us, the program has changed. The scenario you explained to me is one that I've heard multiple times. And the clients who have gone ahead and given it a shot have seen a change, and it's for the positive, primarily because you're not the one dealing with the Yelp platform. But I understand all of your concerns, and, Local Splash wouldn't be offering it to you if we didn't have a preferred method of dealing with it.
Yeah. Well, that's why I like. That's why I decided very early on, and that's why I kept you guys, and that's why I actually don't have any marketing now besides my contract with you guys, and I think it's very fair. I mean, I don't even know what it is that you guys even do at this point, but I said somewhere along the way, 4 months after I picked you up.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
4 months after I picked you up, my phone started ringing without me trying to handle it, without me trying to, jump in someone's DMs to get a job. And so I kind of decided, and then I went out there and I started looking at my Google page, and I'm like, God damn, these guys got me built up on, it's not that I have an active platform, but you guys got me signed up on like every damn social media there is.
Yep.
Is at least a name. And
yep.
uh, I was like, God, you know, this is my very first step when I want to do it. And I'm working right now very diligently to, I'm trying to get through this production hump, but I am, once I get somebody in to run my production, I've got it all kind of mapped out. I just need to find the right person.
Right.
Man, I want to expand this and I want to jump up and go with you guys. So you will hear back from me likely this quarter.
Okay. Cool. I sent you that text with my direct extension. I'm going to notate the account, so I'll be the one to take care of you. And then I would love, I can even set up like we can do like a video call and I can show you all the options. And then we can meet with our Yelp rep. You can hear it out. If you love it, cool. If you don't and you're like, you know, I'm just not convinced. Cool. That's fine.
I know people use Yelp. I said, you know, I have people use TikTok and I don't fuck with TikTok, but I mean, I should, you know, so it's like, I totally understand it. I just, the salesperson sold me something that the contract did not execute.
Right.
And then it went, and then I was charged thousands of dollars.
Oh,
and I can honestly tell you, I track every person that comes through and where you come from. And, you know, it's not our system. I have to ask a lot of them. I can't attribute not even a single phone call from Yelp. Person that says it, I found you on Yelp, I did this or I did that, and I thought, man, that really made me mad to spend over $3,000 with them.
Sure.
To never hear from my rep again after trying to contact them multiple times, to read a contract that didn't seem to do what they said it was going to be done. And I thought, you know what? I've worked for sales companies like this before.
Right.
And you know exactly what happened. This is a poorly trained sales rep who is maximizing, who's trying to, you know, doing what they got to do to make money. And I get that.
Right.
But that culture was something I was like, Alex. But again, people use Yelp. I don't know fucking why, but they do. And,
I agree. I understand.
And you know what? It's
I'm not a Yelper either.
So I'm totally, well, no, of course you're not a Yelper because you're a fucking normal person.
You know?
Anyways, it's great to talk to you. What was your name again?
Amy.
Okay, Amy. We'll talk soon, okay?
Yeah, absolutely. You have a great day. It was a pleasure talking with you. Thanks for the laugh.
Thanks, Colin.
I'll talk to you soon. Okay, bye.